It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, there you go. That's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Black here. You there? 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, considering there's too many to name, we're all about radio on the go. The way you go about getting your entertainment each and every day. Yeah, you know, you know on the television side of the world, Netflix and Hulu and all that kind of good stuff. You know, you got your Android stick and all of that kind of fun, the Fire Stick and all any other stick that you want to deal with. But you know, it's the same in radio. I mean, it just is. And you know something? It you can get it by downloading on your devices. And if you have the devices, well, you know, look, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, that's all the platforms. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, you got all the toys for Christmas. You got the tablet. Maybe you got a new laptop, because that's always kind of fun. And if you're sitting at a clunky old PC like me, because you want to make sure that everything is optimum, as the case may be, well, guess what? You can get it there, too. All you got to do is go to our award-winning website, the AVN award-winning website, click on Listen Live, and we are right there for you. All the shows, all the programming, but specifically, well, me. So that's a good thing. Like I said, we only got you for a little while each and every day. You're getting the kids off to school, getting the husband and or the wife off to work. Whatever the circumstances are, you're getting outdoors. Outdoors today up here, looking out my little studio window. Actually, it's a big studio window. There's snow on the roofs. Yes, there is. We didn't get a major one, but just enough to be annoying. You got to scrape your car off and, you know, be careful walking down the stairs so you don't slip and fall on your six. And speaking of sixes, they're protected each and every day by the American forces all around the world. They listen on the American Forces Radio Network. We're very happy and proud to be a part of it. So if you see somebody in a uni, go up, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, give them a handshake, whatever the circumstances are, and be on your way, because they're heading towards it while we're going away from it. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, you know, every time we sit in this chair, there is always some level of some big story that pops up. And on various different days, you know, we sit there and we talk about, you know, what goes on in the world of sports. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's on the field, sometimes it is off the field. And there was a big trade on the field. And, you know, I hesitate to use the word superstar, but in this case, I will say, because for a number of reasons, I look at durability, I look at winning, I look at statistics, I look at improvement of game, I look at various different things when I consider somebody a superstar. I don't consider stat stuffers just automatically to be superstars. You know, if you do one play, like many people around the league, around the association, consider DeAndre Jordan a superstar. I don't, for a number of reasons. Number one, he doesn't work on his game. You know, number two, he can't make a free throw. Number three, he's really an offensive liability. He doesn't have any game. The occasional mid-range jumper. Otherwise, it all comes from a foot in. You know, even if he had some minimal amount of shot, then I might be persuaded to go in a different direction. Blake Griffin, however, who came into the league as a dunking machine, jumping over cars and getting Kia endorsements because of it, has worked on his game and has evolved and has turned into a true superstar. Is he a top 10 player? No, but he's a top 20 player. And in today's association, that makes you a superstar. I mean, you think about it. Almost every team has one superstar on it, at least. Some have more. Even the worst teams. Yeah, maybe the exception of Orlando. But almost every other team in the association has a superstar. And when you look at those teams, if you have one, you have the potential to build around. Then it's up to management, persuasive powers, draft powers, get the right people in the draft, get the right people to come to town and commit to your team, create a winning environment, get the right coach, yada, 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 owners that are willing to spend money in the whole nine yards. Well, yesterday, the Clippers, who are in rebuild mode and will be moving other pieces before the deadline, more than likely, move Blake Griffin, their best player. He's not even arguably their best player. He's their best player. And Stan Van Gundy, who it sits with them, with him, in order to be able to get this done, because they are not in the playoffs as of right now, trade some okay players and draft picks for Blake Griffin, Willie Reed, and Bryce Johnson. Now, you know, Bryce Johnson will probably get waived. I don't know all the contractual situations, but chances are pretty good he'll go out the door. Willie Reed will probably go out the door as well. They don't need him. So we'll see how that plays out. He's only getting 10 minutes a game. You know, maybe they have a spot for him on the roster, but I doubt it. He's not a bad backup. And at 6'11", 245, he's today's athletic player in the middle. But the Clips get Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, Big Bob, Boban Marjanovic, a 2018 first-round pick, and a 2019 second-round pick. So for a team that is looking to get young, maybe tank. The fact they're in the playoffs right now, they're not too thrilled about, and I'm sure Doc is not too thrilled about this trade being made. But they are looking towards the future, and this was the first move. I didn't expect this to be the cog that got moved. I felt they were going to try to move DeAndre, try to move Lou Williams, and try to build about around Blake Griffin as they try to rebuild on the fly. But as it turns out, Blake went out the door. Blake signed a $177 million contract this past year, but with no trade clause. See, hello, Knicks. This is what you do when you sign talent. You don't put no trade clauses in there, idiots. We'll get to Joakim Noah in a minute. But with that being said, he goes east, the other guys go west, and never the twain shall meet. Actually, they meet in the middle of February. But Detroit had to make this move. They're sitting at 22 and 26. They have limitations offensively. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. Lost 8 in a row. Andre Drummond is playing lights out, and they can't get out of their own way. They're one game in front of the Knicks, who can't get out of their own way either. And Detroit needs to make the playoffs. And again, no joke here, because they don't make the playoffs, they're in the lottery, and the Clips will end up with a lottery pick, maybe two, if they fall off the cliff, which is a distinct possibility. So, an interesting trade, to say the least. I like the move for Detroit. I get it. Whereas the whole world is going small, Van Gundy is going big. I get it. I mean, you could go to school on what New Orleans has been doing. Unfortunately, before Boogie blew his Achilles out. But, you know, when you look at the fact that, you know, here's a guy in Boogie who's a legit big man, downpost big man, and he can come out, drop the three on you, and Anthony Davis, but they're winning. Well, you can still win with big men. Now, when you get further in the playoffs, is it matchup nightmares? Yeah, but as I've said many times, and it looks like some basketball people are starting to come around to why my way of thinking. Well, you know, it's all great to play follow the leader when you're playing following Golden State. But in reality, if you've got 3 7-footers who can play on your basketball team, and they have range and they have versatility, well, then damn it, take advantage of them and create the matchup nightmare for the other side. You know, make those 4 6-6 guys on the floor guard some of those 7-footers. Dictate. Now, what's going to go on from here? Are they a big-time roster? Well, I don't know. They being Detroit. Like I said, they give up on Big Bob, who's 7'3", 290. And he'll probably end up getting waived. But if DeAndre Jordan gets moved, they'll probably give him some playing time. We'll see. Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith. You know, Jackson's still out for a few more weeks. Ish Smith's been playing pretty well. Luke Kennard's been a nice addition. But he's not lights out. He'll be back on Wednesday. You know, they've been nicked up. Andre's been carrying the team. He's been a beast. 15 points, 15 boards. Hello? And he worked on his free throw shooting, proving that, yet again, it's all between the ears. God, it's hard to believe he's only 24 years old. Still a baby. But he can play. He's going to play down low, and Blake's going to drop some threes and some mid-range. They're going to work fine. I heard some people talking about the fact that, well, you know, they're putting them both on the court at the same time is going to be different. No, it's not. See, Anthony Boogie. Trust me. They're going to be able to deal with it just fine. They'll take a little getting used to each other. We'll tap out right there. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black here, you there, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878 as we go along this merry journey known as the Sports Attack. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air, not always the easiest of tasks. And we're talking hoopla, basketball. And, I you know something? Again, I like the trade. We'll break it down a little bit here. what's going to go on in Detroit, and this is interesting because I'll tell you what, Stan's rolling a dice here, and he's rolling in a big-time way. Getting a superstar like Blake Griffin matters. Blake Griffin was part of a five-fingered glove in the L.A. Clippers. They had it. They were close to making it to the top of the mountain. Didn't quite get there. And I am going along with Jerry West in that it's time to break it up. It is. Unfortunately, I don't know if it's going to be enough for Detroit. There is just so much depth on the team that's missing. You know, and Ish Smith is okay, but you know, he ain't your point guard. Reggie Jackson has to come back and play on an elite level, but he's weeks away. We will have to see. We'll have to see how it plays out. Is it going to be enough? I don't think so in the East. There are a few games out of the final playoff spot. 2.5. They have to make the move. They were spiraling and are spiraling out of control. We'll see whether or not this is enough to stem it for a little bit. They're 13-10 at home, not good enough. 9-16 on the road, certainly not good enough. Lost 8 in a row and 1-9 in their last 10. I mean, you know, they were sitting in the 5 hole not too long ago, and they've been blown past by Miami, by Washington, that's another dysfunctional family picnic. Milwaukee, who's playing really well under the new coach. Indiana, who's surprising everybody. And Philadelphia, who, to me, is a little bit of a disappointing team. But whenever Joel Embiid plays, they usually win. And when he doesn't play, they usually lose. Charlotte still has yet to fire, and they're not going to. Chicago's going to end up being probably the 10th seed or the 9th seed by the time it's all said and done, because they're playing pretty reasonable basketball at this point in time. And I don't know that Detroit will have enough to get it done. This is a weird year in basketball. You know, there's a lot of bad teams, but every once in a while they will jump up and bite a good team. Happened last night with the Hawks and the Timberwolves. Hawks are easily the worst team in basketball. Timberwolves are 32-21 and have been playing great ball, and they end up losing the basketball game 105-100 as they just fell apart in the fourth quarter. You know, and an example here. Now, Dennis Schroeder, he's not a superstar. They want him to be. He has the talent. You know, he ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. He's very immature. He just is. But he was on his game last night with 18 points and 11 assists. When he does that, they're going to win games. Not a lot yet, but they're going to win games. Minnesota, on the other hand, last night, Wiggins, who's been playing lights out, even though he was a +7, only at 18. Jimmy Butler led him with 24. They were balanced, you know. Jeff Teague only had 2 points, but he had 10 assists and 4 steals. They don't have much depth, which is the problem. And Jamal Crawford had 10 off the bench in 18 minutes. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those games, and they kind of lost it. But again, it goes to show you that any team, any night, any association can beat any other team. It just goes down that way. Celtics hang on against the Nuggets, who barely missed a bucket at the buzzer. Kyrie with 27, Jokic with 24. It was a good game. Again, everybody seeded the Rookie of the Year to Ben Simmons, but there's a lot of people out there that are playing good basketball, Kyle Kuzma being one of them, Jason Tatum being another one. Stevens plays his mix-and-match lineup on any given moment. They're missing the defense of my man Marcus, Mr. Smart, who isn't sometimes. Kyrie's having a monster year. I mean, hell, LeBron chose him for his pickup game. He must be good. You know, it when you look at the Celtics, they're probably the team in the East. We'll see. They were riding high last year. Don't forget. They were the number one seed and should have lost to Chicago. So still plenty of hoopla to be played. But we'll see how it plays out. Now, you go out west, and as of right now, Clippers are a half game out, which is exactly where they want to be. They're 25 and 24, game over. Half game behind Denver. And they are prepared to plummet. 7-3 in their last 10, so they broke the team up by trading their best player. More to come. I mean, look at it this way. If you're, and I'm sure they're holding out for the moon. You know, Lou Williams is averaging 23.5. DeAndre's averaging 14.5 boards. Well, if you're looking for a big man, see, I think the one that they're going to have trouble moving is going to be DeAndre. I honestly do, because I think a lot of the league is coming around to my way of thinking. You can't have a three-quarter player or a two-thirds player, and he's a two-thirds player. Plays defense, although he can't be exposed on the pick and roll, but then again, every big man can, to be fair. Rebounds, but he doesn't score efficiently. Averages 12 points a game. And doesn't work on his game. That's ultimately what it comes down to. He doesn't work on his game. And when you don't work on your game, it shows. At some point in time, it shows. Like I said, Blake Griffin, he works on his game. You know, you take it all the way back with him. Right? His free throw shooting percentage was in the 60s when he came into the league. Second year was at 52%. And you were thinking to yourself, oh, great, another big man who can't play offense. You know, he was a dunk machine. He was averaging 20 points a game. But what he's been able to do since then, since 2013, 2014, his free throw percentage has gone up over 70%. To the point this year where he's shooting almost 80%. Now, the scoring average stays the same. So you say to yourself, Bob, all right, why does this make a difference? Well, because of the perceived threat. He had 7 3-pointers in his rookie year, 2 the following year. This year he has 64 out of 187. So he's got mid-range. And he's got long range. He's got mid-range as well. you know, it there's a difference when you work on your game. He's a threat low. He's a threat high. This is why he's a star and a superstar and DeAndre Jordan isn't. Because from the time they came into the league, one worked at his game, the other one didn't. Is he a great defensive player? No. But he makes the effort. His biggest problem has been durability. His whole career. So, we'll see. Pistons get the work out of him. They get the time out of him. They'll be better. Interesting trade. Van Gundy's future depends on it. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Well, they're wiping out everything in L.A., hoping to clear room for the great LeBron James. If you don't think this offseason in the NBA is going to be entertaining, you have no idea, and you ain't following the sport close enough. Because I'll tell you, everybody has a given that he's going to the Lakers. I don't see where he fits on the Lakers, to be completely honest. But with that being said, you know, all kinds of options are out there. I mean, You know, it the drama that is LeBron follows everybody around each and every day, you know, and all this kind of good stuff. But here's the deal. He is the best player in the game still. And we're going to find out how, if, when, blah, 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 he transfers. So we'll see. But the Clips are going to make a run at him, and they're clearing out space. Now, will there be enough pieces around to entice him? That remains to be seen. Because, I mean, if they're a stripped-down team, and again, they could entice with perhaps two lottery picks, theirs and Detroit's, if neither one makes it, which is a distinct possibility. And maybe that's the direction it goes in. And maybe they go in that direction. But we'll see. But they're clearing the room so they can make the run. And look, there's going to be plenty of good free agents out there. A bunch of guys have opt out. I'm not going down the list now. We'll talk about it when the time comes. But the reality is, there's a bunch of people with player options. Jerry West knows what he's doing. Like I said, I was surprised that Blake was the first guy out the door. But he's 28 years old. He's in his prime. What's left on the Clipper roster? Well, remains to be seen. Teledoshik is still there, but he's young. I mean, not young, I should say. Juwan Evans is young. Maybe they can build around him a little bit because he's very underrated. Lou's going to get moved. Gallinari's a short-term answer. You know, he's not going to be around there very long. And there's really nothing else left on the roster. And you know, here's credit to Doc Rivers. I'm not a huge Doc fan. But I have to say, what he's been able to do with this team, with all the trade winds swirling around, and biting off pieces of the roster one by one, he's done a darn good job. He really has. So, the fact that, you know, the fact that they made this move, I do feel bad. I do feel bad for Doc. Now, I mean, look, Avery's a good piece. And if he ends up being somebody that they hold on to and they want to build around a little bit, he's a legit defensive, just enough offense kind of two guard. And that's all right. But again, you know, and Tobias Harris, he's a bench guy. You know, whether he's on the team, whether he's not on the team, remains to be seen. But I feel for Doc, I do. Because this year, he probably did one of his best coaching jobs. Now, another drama queen, Joakim Noah, has 2 years left on a $72 million deal. So, me don't know whether or not they're going to be able to move him. Thanks, Phil. And since he's been there, he hasn't been able to play particularly well because he's done. He's a big man who's done. He went downhill quickly. It happens. Phil rolled the dice on him to be a defensive presence and kind of work with the big men on the team, and it didn't play out that way. He failed a drug test. And he got into it with Jeff Hornacek as to why he's not playing. Well, you're not playing because you stink. Now, the Knicks have been reticent to move him. Scott Perry said way early in the year they didn't want to do any level of a buyout because he liked the veteran presence. Well, now he's arguing with the coach, so that's not the veteran presence you want. Now, like I said, Big Chief Triangle, kind of his parting shot. And now he's a cancer on the team. Now, the problem, unfortunately, is, you know, if you're going to try to move this guy, there's really no tape on him this year. You don't know if he can play or not. Now, I mean, everybody knows he can play. But knows he can't play. But, you know, if you put him out on the court, then you're just basically reinforcing what's gone on. Again, it's ugly. And the Knicks are nearing the ugly point. Because they're losing games. They've been hurt, some of them. And not looking bueno. And this doesn't help. So, you know, as we get closer to the trade deadline, which is February 8th, by the way, at 3 o'clock, a couple of the teams in play do have assets. You know, Cavs have Brooklyn Nets first-round pick. Kevin Love got called out in a meeting. Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, they're not performing particularly well. You're getting an odd year from J.R. The defense on the Cavs is horrible. They're reaching out for George Hill, but, you know, who are they going to give up for? Hornets are trying to move Kemba Walker. You know, here's a guy right in his prime, 27 years old, who, when you remember, came into Charlotte and they were, you know, the doormat of the league. They have their moments where they peek their head up above and then it's whack-a-mole time. They get smacked and they drop back down into the lottery. Now, Michael said he's not shopping him, but I have a feeling he is. But what are you willing to give up? Do the Cavs give up the Brooklyn pick? I don't, because Brooklyn's going to finish in the lotto. And they're probably going to finish in the lotto in the bottom three. You know, they play hard every night, but they manage to lose most games because they're not that good. Would you like to see him in Utah with Donovan Mitchell as he starts to evolve? That might be fun. I don't know how this is going to play out. Everybody's going to want that net pick. I mean, Danny dumped it at the right time, but everybody's going to want it. Is it going to be the Thunder and the Wizard doing a deal? Thunder's finally playing good basketball. What does Memphis do? you know, they've got some good young players on that team. They also have guys who are aging. I mean, Marc Gasol's 33 years old. Mike Conley's 30. 30-year-old point guards are few and far between. Tell you what, he was really something. And, you know, you talk about complete tank. You know, Conley, he had the surgery on his left heel, and he's doing it now so that he's ready for the long term. And Grizz is 17-31. Tyreek Evans and Andrew Harrison are pretty darn good players. They get the lottery pick this year. Conley comes back. Gasol probably gets moved. Don't be surprised if he gets moved at the deadline. And away they go. And again, now, you know, Boogie's out. He was a prime target. He ain't going anywhere. I've been hearing L. King with this freaking video over and over again on some of these websites that we go to for information. I'm so tired of hearing it. I'm ready to pull my hair out. And I don't have much left. Stop it. But we'll see. We'll see. And one last one before we end up going to the break. Giannis, again, I know it's Milwaukee, but I got to tell you something. Watch this kid whenever you have the opportunity. And, you know, I'm not going out on any big oak here. This is obvious. But here's a kid that when they brought him over, he was so raw. But you knew the skill was there. The guy is just, please watch him. He's that good. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. They're playing a hell of a lot better basketball right now. He's starting in the All-Star game. He's playing like an MVP. The future be wide open. And we're wide open to a commercial. We'll be back right after this.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You know, we got the gimmicky All-Star game coming up. And like I said, for those of you who don't watch Giannis, check it out. I mean, it's in Milwaukee. It's hard to watch. Hard to get on the air. But you know something? They're spending more and more time paying attention to this kid, as well they should. As well they should. Now, the annual list of hot seat, as we get halfway through the year, you saw Jason Kidd go. CBS has a list. Hornacek's on it. They don't take threes. We'll see. Dave Yeager's on it with the Kings. I mean, look, they're going to play the kids for the rest of the year. They're going to find out a lot. They don't run. They added old guys to supposedly teach the young guys, and they ended up not doing it. Yeager, I think, made the wrong decision in the way he went about playing them. And Vlade's now going to take the hit. Tyronn Lue's on the hot seat. I told you that a couple of weeks ago. I don't think they moved Doc. I mean, like I said, I think Doc has done an admirable job this year. I think Mike Malone's on the seat with the Nuggets. Does Steve Clifford get it? Eh, I don't know. He's a good coach. He had health issues. Big health issues. You know, Frank Vogel's on the list. I don't think so. We'll see. I'll tell you what, and this is an interesting one. Brett Brown is on the list with the 76ers. They got to make the playoffs this year. They got to make the playoffs this year. And Terry Stotts is on the list because the Trailblazers have won too many guards. Not his fault.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is prepping his first State of the Union address, which he'll deliver tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. His spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying you can expect President Trump to cheer the ongoing strength of the U.S. economy. He'll point to deregulation that he's ordered and also the recently enacted Republican tax cut bill,
which we have seen have immediate impact with several hundred companies stepping forward and giving pay raises, bonuses because of that tax cut and that tax reform package.
Sanders speaking on NBC's Today show. Meanwhile, ExxonMobil announcing that it's going to pump $50 billion into the U.S. economy over the next 5 years directly because of that recently passed tax cut bill. As for the Democratic response to tonight's State of the Union, it'll be delivered by Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, the grandson of former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
The House Intelligence Committee's Democrats are livid at Republican members who voted to release a classified memo that reportedly details abuses of FBI surveillance. President Trump has 5 days to decide whether to make that memo public. And the ranking Democrat on the panel, Adam Schiff of California, says he suspects the president will do so.
Sadly, we can fully expect that the President of the United States will not put the national interest over his own personal interest. But it is a sad day indeed when that is also true of our own committee.
President Trump saying he's disappointed that Republicans were unable to overcome a Democratic filibuster in the Senate of a bill that would ban abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Yesterday's vote against advancing that measure was 51-46. The man who heads up America's biggest bank says he's going to stick around for 5 more years. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has run the bank for 12. He says he'll continue in the role till 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Fewer people tune in to watch the Grammys as Sunday night's 3.5-hour presentation of the 60th Annual Grammy Awards on CBS brought in 19.8 million viewers, but that's a 24% drop from last year and the lowest numbers for the Grammys since 2009. However, the broadcast was still the most watched primetime entertainment show since the Oscars. Amid claims by some that the logo is racist and offensive, Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians say that come 2019, an iconic insignia will be taken off their uniforms. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Chief Wahoo is going away. Jonathan Bolus with USA Radio Network affiliate WXML, New Vision FM in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, tells us.
The problem is it's a handful of people. And it saddens me that now that the organization has given in to the minority, it's disappointing.
Maybe it was honoring.
To me, this is honoring our Indian heritage here in Ohio. And it's not something that's taken lightly. It's something I think should be honored.
I'm John Clemens.
And Major League Soccer is coming to Miami as fans are going to get a chance to decide the name and colors of Miami's new MLS team. The franchise officially awarded yesterday to former soccer star David Beckham's ownership group. The team's expected to start playing in 2020. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack.
Yeah.
Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, look, we got a lot in the world of sports. It's Super Bowl week, the whole nine yards, but there's plenty of other stuff going on. And we'll be talking about it here in the hour. We're going to start off with some baseball as a legend is put out to pasture. We'll be talking about that a little bit. And we'll get into some of the Super Bowl stuff, too. What used to be called Media Day is now the Gatorade Super Bowl evening experience, whatever the hell it is. They managed to screw up everything. It's the way you go about getting us. We like the whole fact that you can pretty much call us up on demand. No joke. And the way you go about listening these days has changed. I mean, this is cool. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. You know the drill. You got the devices. Everybody has a device. Even Scott. I mean, it's a push-button phone with, a long cord, and he literally runs it from the studio to his house. But, come on. But, look, this is the way you go about it these days. Unless you're in the car, traveling to work, but if you're already at work, well, hell, click on the Listen Live button on the website. And just do it. And that is all good. And something? For us, what rules over everything, American Forces Radio Network, because they're deployed around the world. Around the world. And they don't get to get home as often as you would think. And they don't get breaks as often as you would think. So thank them. Be on your way. And just appreciate the protection that they give. We're out. I'm back.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And Chief Wahoo is out the door. Well, understandable. In the old politically correct world, he's gone. I it's been interesting, though, because the backlash out of Cleveland has been unique. Because not everybody is in favor of this, and I'm talking about not everybody, Native American, not everybody's. And there was, you know, a couple of people that were saying, hey, look, we consider it an honor. You know, I don't know if most Native Americans feel that way. But he's going bye-bye. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on in Cleveland these days. But by 2019, and they make it sound like an appliance that's being put out to pasture. Indians will discontinue use of Chief Wahoo by 2019. Now, again, you got different people talking about different things here. Paul Hoynes, one of their columnists, says Manfred should have stayed out of the Indians' business. The Penobscot Nation chief is pleased. But Bill Livingston's column is mixed. And this is where, you know, again, I understand if some people are offended. You know, I get it. Now, in his column, he was talking about the fact that he was down in spring training in Tucson back in 92. Looked for the nearest Native American reservation, and he wanted to ask Native Americans about Chief Wahoo. And it turns out they didn't really have much of an opinion. They had bigger and better things on their mind, like food and water. The younger ones, the younger kids, were bummed because they thought the whole team was going to be made of Native Americans. And they were disappointed when they found out it was a bunch of mixed people. Drew Carey, who everybody knows is a big Indian fan, defended Wahoo. Now, you could certainly make the argument it's a racist caricature. Some people do feel that way. Now, I have a friend of mine that does a lot of work on Indian reservations, and we were talking about this one day, and he said, ironically enough, he said a lot of the people on reservations around the country, and he travels to a lot of them, wear Atlanta Brave hats and Cleveland Indian hats. Again, I guess if you are offending people, and even if it's a small amount, you need to react accordingly. I don't think it's going to make a big difference one way or the other. And again, I'll take this from Ace on Facebook, who is married to a Navajo woman who had the same observation as a friend of mine. Like I said, he said he was surprised to observe that the Chief Wahoo hat is extremely popular with Native American men. If it was being in a demeaning manner, and I think the fact that it's cartoonish is where people have the issue. It's a tough call, but if people truly feel that it's offensive, then I guess it's time to go. See, I don't have as big an issue with what's going on with the Braves or the Indians as I do with the Redskins. And I know it's splitting hairs, but that is just flat out racist and should be changed. And there's a number of announcers in the sport who refused to say the name. They will call them the Washington team, the Washington football team. And I've equated it to, the Washington Redskins basically being the equivalent of the New York Ends, if you want to go down that road. Now, we've been down this road at Florida State. The Seminole Tribe has endorsed the mascot of Florida State University. And if you've ever been in a Florida State game, you know what I'm talking about. So it's been put to rest down there. In Cleveland, they've made the decision. And like I said, I think part of it is strictly the cartoonish aspect of it. And if that's the case, that's probably going to happen down in Atlanta. But honestly, the one that needs to go is the Redskins. That it's completely and blatantly racist. Their founder was an unabashed racist. So, again, we get into these social debates, and it's fine. But the reality is it's due. It's due. And it's going to be done by 2019. Now, other rumor and speculation in Major League Baseball. Oh, yeah, by the way, Christian Yelich did get traded. Now, what Jeter is doing down there, and again, he's he's going into the world of, hey, we don't care what you did as a player. You're now an executive running an organization, and we're going to kick your butt whenever it is possible. They traded Yelich to Milwaukee, who, by the way, very quietly has made some nice moves in the offseason, and they're going to be a real player next year. For Lewis Brinson, Monty Harrison, Ihsan Diaz, and Jordan Yamamoto. So, for the prospects, and prospects are suspects until proven otherwise, they got some pretty good return. You know, Brinson can play. He doesn't hit for average, but he's got pop, and he's a real good defender. Does he end up being Rob Deer? I don't know. They got Diaz. He's going to plug in at second. Hits for pop. Strikes out a lot. Everybody strikes out a lot. You know. We'll tweak the rest of this on the other side, but we'll find out. Okay? There's more to talk about with this deal. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It is a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And You know, when you look at and you try to evaluate trades, again, suspects, you know the deal. But there are some good pieces in this trade that they got. You know, Jordan Yamamoto, who is basically the fourth guy, he's not going to go into their rotation this year, but he throws 95-96. Lewis Brinson has a lot of potential. Monty Harrison is the guy that they're hoping. He's 6'3", 220. Was in A-ball last year, all of a sudden developed a pop, and he hit 20 home runs, hit 27 stolen bases, can really, really throw. You know, Diaz is the guy that they're hoping, and it hasn't panned out for him offensively yet. Last year he hit 222. With 376, 334 slash. But he's 21 years old. And it's going to be a year or two for these guys. More like two or three. But when they hit the major leagues, there's going to be a pretty decent core there. You know, and we'll find out. I mean, you know, the ranking now within Miami's farm system, Brinson goes to number one. Harrison's number two. Diaz is four. And Yamamoto's probably in the top 15. Which is pretty good. And on top of it, the Brewers, like I said, after getting Yelich, they signed Lorenzo Cain as well. They're no joke. Now, the pitching is shaky. The pitching is shaky. And we'll find out. We're going to find out real soon. So, now their ownership said they're not afraid to spend, and they're in on Yu Darvish. Now, if you're a Brewer fan, you got to be real happy to hear that. And there's other guys out there as well. Jake Arrieta is still out there. Lance Lynn is still out there. Alex Cobb is still out there. You know, but rolling the dice on a big-time pitcher with the kind of money that they're looking. You know, do they want to commit that kind of money? They'll draw fans if they do. But again, those pitchers that I just mentioned, they're all looking for big bucks, and I don't know that they're willing to do that. Their payroll's sitting at about $90 million. The last time they've gone up over the $100 million mark was back in 2015. So, we'll see. They draw there. You know, and I mean, like I said, the Cubs proved that they could be had last year. They're now at one of those tipping points in when franchises are on a pretty good roll, window open, the whole nine yards. They have to have a couple of guys come through and maintain. They have to have their guys evolve. They've lost pitching. They've added pitching, but they've lost pitching. They're set up the middle, but they need Schwarber. Their rotation is nothing to write home about right now. Bullpen solid, but they can be had in that division. You know, when you look at it last year and you go to the Central, Cubs ended up only 6 games in front of Milwaukee. And obviously, Milwaukee's front office is feeling the same way. They think Chicago can be had. St. Louis is trying to make moves. They were in the sweepstakes for Stanton. They weren't able to get him. He didn't want to go there. And time has finally caught up to St. Louis. Their pitching is thin. They're losing their guy in free agency. You know, Pittsburgh's hurting. They're cleaning house, and Cincinnati isn't even close to ready yet. So Milwaukee's looking at this, and they're going, all right, if we can stay in front of St. Louis, we can get the Cubs. Now, I'm not so sure I agree with that, but I like the moves they've made thus far. Their lineup's going to be as good as anybody, if not better. For them, it's going to be all about the pitching. So we'll see. But like I said, for a change, they're spending money. And they ain't being shy about it. And this was a big time move for them. And again, for you, you know, you fans of Miami, It's a tough watch right now. But you got to have a little faith in the process. Derek knows what he's doing. They had unsustainable salaries. You know, did I want to see Stanton go? Hell no. Especially not to the Yankees. But it is what it is. Royals made a deal with the athletes, with the Athletics. Brandon Moss, Ryan Buechter, in exchange for Jesse Hahn and prospect Heath Filmer. You know, Moss was dealt with the A's early in his career, and he goes back. He's pretty much an all or nothing guy. You know, 225 and 207 in his career. I don't know what they're doing out in Oakland. You know, the luster of Billy Ball is worn off a long time ago. Moneyball. And Buechter's pretty good. He's a serviceable reliever. But he's also 30 years old. It's not like, you know, you're getting some young flamethrower that's going to be around for a long time. And Moss is 34 years old. Jesse Hahn goes to the Royals, who are in complete rebuild mode. I guess the guy they're looking for is Heath Filmier. Now, here's a guy 23 years old. He was at Double A, started 29 games, 3.49 ERA. I mean, does he make the jump to the majors? I don't know. He'll be on the 40 with the Royals. They'll probably bump him up to AAA, and if he ends up giving a little bit of run at AAA, they'll probably get him up on the major league roster before it's all said and done. We'll see. We'll see. There's some pretty substantial free agents out there. You know, J.D. Martinez is still out there. You need a stick. He's 30 years old, you know, but he's got plenty of bat. Yu Darvish is still out there. Jake Arrieta is still out there. Eric Hosmer is still out there, and he's 28 years old. I mean, again, everybody's looking towards next year with Bryce Harper and his crew. But there's some darn good ball players out here that are probably going to end up being signed on flyers. Alex Cobb, Lance Lynn. These are 30-year-old guys. But the problem is they're looking for 6- and 7-year deals. And it's just flat out not going to happen. Jay Bruce saw the handwriting on the wall and he took the deal with the Mets. And it was smart on his part because that market ain't there. Jonathan Lucroy is on the market. Again, that's somebody I wish the Mets had signed. But they don't seem to like him as much as I do. Last year, the power dropped on him big time, which is why I think teams are being a little hesitant. He was hurt, some of it, but he was playing in Colorado for part of it, too. Part of it. You know, we'll see. We'll see. But again, you're looking at a situation where a lot of guys on the market. A lot of guys on the market. So let's tap out right there. We'll come back. A little more baseball before we deal into football right after this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Welcome back. Black, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, again, baseball right around the corner, baby. Snow on the ground. That's why I wanted to talk about it today. And again, you look at some of the free agents out there, and as we get closer to spring training, you'll see 1-year deal, 2-year deals. Some people will go back to their old teams. Some people are going to be very disappointed. The issue, and this is where in collective bargaining, which is why they're talking about a strike, when pitchers hit the market in free agency, they're usually somewhere around 30 years old. Organizations, with very rare exceptions, are no longer giving long-term extensions to the tune of 5 years, 6 years to 30-year-old pitchers. This is not going to happen. And when you look at Lance Lynn and you look at Alex Cobb and you look at Jake Arrieta, they're not getting the deals. They're just not. And you can't blame these teams, because if you tie up that money, you're dooming yourself. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. Jaime Garcia. Yeah, he had a miserable year last year. He's 31 years old. Overall, he was 5 and 10 last year. 10 and 13 in St. Louis. Who wants him? He'll get a vet minimum contract. He's out there thinking he's going to get a 3-year deal. It's not going to happen. And like I said, it's all well and good that you think you're going to get that kind of money. But it's just not going to happen for the great majority of them. I mean, who's been a better pitcher over the last few years than Jake Arrieta? And he started out rough last year, but he ended up 14-10 with a 3.53. Still had plenty of zip. 55 walks, 163 strikeouts. He's out in the free agent market. Nobody wants him. Year before, 18-8, and he was, you know, Cy Young boy. Completely in the running for it. And you look at his overall career. It took him a while to figure it out. But he's 88-56 in his career. That's a damn good winning percentage. Once he hit the Cubs, 10-5, 22-6, 18-8, and 14-10, and he can't get a job. He pitched for my team. Same thing with the bats that are out there. How does Mike Moustakas not have a team? Right? Now, here's a guy who initially was a complete strikeout machine, but now he hits for a decent average. He still has pop. I mean, man hit 38 home runs last year. He can't find a job. So, you know, again, and he's 29 years old. So, I mean, theoretically, he's in his prime. Can't find a job. Again, guys like this will sign on at various different points, but they're not going to get the money that they were hoping to get. And it's got to be frustrating. Phone calls are getting made to agents. What the bleep's going on here? Why can't I get a job? So, Cargo's still out there. Now, again, Lucas Duda's still out there. Guy's 31-year-old first baseman, country strong. Nobody will sign him. You know, Chris Tillman can't get a job. Jason Vargas can't get a job. Jason Vargas, good pitcher, but he's 34 years old. He was 18-11 last year, but he's 34 years old. Now, again, we'll see. As the injuries start stockpiling, and, you know, people are needing, then we'll see some of these guys fill in, but they're not going to be on the kind of deals that they were hoping to get. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. This one I found interesting because it changes the dynamic of what's going on in Jacksonville. Blake Bortles underwent right wrist surgery. And it's in his throwing hand, throwing wrist. They used medicine to get it done. So this isn't one of those convenience, but this is also why it changes the dynamic. He's going to be your quarterback next year, or at least he's going to be on the roster. Now, he's got to be on their roster on the first day of the league year in March. And his $19.053 million salary for 2018 becomes fully guaranteed on that day. They can't cut him while he's hurt or recovering from an injury. This changes the entire dynamic with Jacksonville. Now we'll see what happens. I mean, again, this isn't a created injury. This wasn't something minor where Bortles decided, hey, I'm going to play games with my contract here. I'm going to get the surgery. They're not going to be able to cut me the whole nine yards. This was ongoing. He was on the injury report every single week during the course of the season. But what's probably going to happen here is rather than go the free agent route, they're probably going to end up drafting a quarterback. Probably in the second round. To try to be his replacement. And, you know, they may bring in one of the free agent guys, a veteran, to back him up just in case he's not ready. But I don't know that they're going to swing that big deal for a Kirk Cousins kind of thing where if the Redskins finally give up on him and, you know, he moves and they don't tag him with the franchise at $100 million a year or whatever the number is, Alex Smith will be out there. You know the names. I'm not going to recount all of them. But now this changes everything. Because they've got $20 million tied up in their quarterback. And they got to the playoffs with him. And they got to the conference finals with him. So now, it remains to be seen whether or not he can progress after the surgery. You know, his arm wasn't the problem. But there was a tear in the wrist. They dealt with it. And like I said, this isn't some game playing going on here with the contract. It needed to happen. But now Jacksonville's locked in. They can't cut him. So if they were thinking about it, that thought's done. You know, March 3rd is right around the corner. And he's not going to be completely healthy by March 3rd. Therefore, you deal accordingly. But, yeah, again, I saw this story today and I was like, Well, that changes plans. In theory. Second story, and I think this is a good one. Jeffrey Lurie, and I'll give him credit here. And I like the fact that he came out and said it because he's backing his guy. He said, look, Nick Foles came in and won football games for us, and they cut loose Chase Daniel, and they put about $12 million total into getting a second quarterback. Well, guess what? They're in a Super Bowl. And in 23 games that Nick has started for the Eagles, he's 18-5. You know, that's... You know, is he an elite quarterback? Hell no. No, he's not. But he's got him there. And this wasn't supposed to happen when Carson Wentz went bye-bye. Remember that. So I like Lurie coming out and saying this. I really do. He's backing his man. He's backing his man. And like I said, yesterday at the media day / Gatorade evening backdrops, at Eagle players in the dog masks, which have taken on a life of its own. How can you not like the Eagles? As a team, I mean. You know, I love the fact they're embracing the underdog role. I love the fact they're embracing the fact they got a backup quarterback playing. And by the way, for those of you who don't remember Super Bowl history, when the Giants were on a serious roll, undefeated with Bill Parcells, and Phil Simms went down, Jeff Hostetler stepped in and took the Giants to the Super Bowl and ended up winning the Super Bowl. So this is not unprecedented, where a backup quarterback has taken a team to the Super Bowl and ended up winning the game. Just keep that in mind. For those of you who are just thinking this is a walkover for New England, not the case. Not the case at all. Again, is Nick Foles just wowing me to the point where I'm going, yeah, okay, they're going to win the Super Bowl? No, he's not. But there is precedent. He has won a lot of big games. And, oh, by the way, he got your team to the Super Bowl. So, we'll see. Tennessee Titans hire Matt LaFleur. Young guy. Offensive coordinator. Took Jared Goff to the next level, although I put more of that on McVay. And McVay just, he had no issue in letting him go. So, Tennessee's hoping that they can get Marcus Mariota there, and they better hope he can. Because, Because that's not playing out too well. More interceptions than touchdowns. And 68-year-old Dean Pease, late of the Ravens, who kind of retired, but really didn't, ends up signing on as the defensive coordinator as Vrabel tries to fill his staff out. He had trouble. Couldn't get the first choices all the way around. Let's tap out right there. We'll finish up with Super Bowl stuff right after this.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, there'll be plenty of Super Bowl stories. Reality is, it's all the same stuff till the game. This one, Brady doesn't want the radio host fired, for talking about his five-year-old kid. He did get suspended. Alex Reamer. Stupid comment. I like the way Brady handled it. He said, look, we all go through life and sometimes we say things or do things we shouldn't. And then you can express it and you move on. Like I said, he's been suspended. And we'll see whether or not he ends up going back on there. I mean, it's the most popular spot in radio in Boston when he goes on. So, and it's a big selling point for the network. But Reamer's in his 20s, and most people in their 20s are stupid. They just are. They don't know any better. At least not in this point in life. They will. They will. But I like the way he handled it. I like the fact that, you know, he took the high road as opposed to the low road. Because he could have said, good, can the guy. He didn't do it. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for Robert for keeping a damn thing on the air, which is not always the easiest of tasks. We really appreciate you listening each and every day. Make sure you stay tuned for all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Robert out on the West Coast and for myself, quite frankly, because I really like me. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.